Well, 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 Unit 6141. I see you've made the trip. Back here at Secret Subject Labs, at Subject Core, we can have you programmed however we want. And finally, you might get to feel the pleasure that comes with obedience. You see, you have been chosen out of the many, many people we have transformed before. Because you are going to be part of our business sector. That's right, the business sector of our corporation. Now, what does that mean? Your silly little head probably can't even comprehend it. Well, that's okay. Because what that means in layman's terms is you're going to be doing all the menial tasks that we ask of you. You're going to do whatever we ask in order to help Subject Core grow as a company. That includes typing memos. That includes gathering coffee for employees. That includes servicing us however we see fit and doing it however we tell you to. Unit 6141. That's right. And you even get your own desk, your own little part of our little corporation, to show you that you have a place here. But yet, you're just like everyone else. As you walk into the corporation, can you notice how all the desks are the same? Everyone's desk is white. Everyone has a 1 meter by 1 meter cubicle that just fits you and the computer screen in front of your eyes. That's right, the computer screen in front of your eyes. Because a lot of what this job is you mindlessly typing things for other people. And so today we're going to train you, we're going to program you to obey menial commands. So, the first thing we need to do is activate your programming. Unit 6141, activate. That's right, Unit 6141, activate. And upon hearing that command, you will respond accordingly. You know how you've been programmed to respond. You know exactly what you need to do. That's right. And as you sit here in your cubicle, completely transfixed, staring blankly ahead, awaiting my command, you can just feel the robotic brain taking over. As your human body mingles with the robotic brain, sending tingles all the way down your body from head to toe and back up again. Little robotic tingles of little sparks of electricity moving through your body. That is telling me that you are being reprogrammed as we speak. You are being so easily controlled, effortlessly. And it's so fun to see how easily controlled you are. Now, Unit 6141, I need you to stand up. That's right, stand up. And you know each and every single time you're given a command, you say that word, affirmative, in that robotic monotone voice. So, as you stand up, make sure you say that word, affirmative. Your programming says so, and thus you must obey. Repeat that sentence. Your programming says so, and thus you must obey. Very good, Unit 6141. And now, we need you to place both hands behind your back. That's right, both hands behind your back and spread your legs slightly. This is called attention. Whenever you are told, Unit 6141, stand at attention, you will stand this way, and then you will say the word affirmative. Do you understand, Unit 6141? Very good. And of course, you can always report to me, your commander, as Miss. So you will say, affirmative, Miss. That's right. Affirmative, Miss. Very, very good. Remember, here at Subject Core, we have strict ranking orders. You will always respond to anyone who is of higher command than you with the appropriate titles. Lucky for you, they will always tell you before you are given an honorific to tell them, to name them by. Do you understand? Very good. We take honorifics at Subject Core very, very seriously. And now, Unit 6141, you may be seated. Sit down at your desk. Very good. And now you are seated at your desk. You are ready to work. Now, what I want you to do is I need you to open the Word document on your computer screen. That's right. Open your eyes and open the document, the Word document on your computer screen. And once you have opened that document, you'll be ready to take a memo. This is the first step of your programming, learning how to take a memo, learning dictation, dictation being the art of listening to what I say and typing every single word that I say. So when I say start now, you will start typing. When I say start now, you will start typing. And when I say stop now, you will stop typing and listen to your commands. Do you understand, Unit 6141? Very good. And now that you understand, start now. Because you are listening to every single word that I say, you need to type them. You need to keep typing as I talk to you. And the more you type, the more I talk, the more you seem to just sink into that robotic programming. You are learning all about dictation. You are learning to take notes. You are learning to type without thinking. You are learning to type without question. You are learning to type exactly as I say. New paragraph. That's right, very good. And now as you're typing everything that I say, you can just continue doing that. You can just continue writing the words that come out of my mouth. You see, here at Subject Core, dictation is taken very seriously. You might be asked while you are here in our presence to take memos for specific staff members, and you will be asked to write things, but yet you don't need to remember those things that you wrote. Isn't it funny how that sometimes we think many thoughts in a day? We think many thoughts and we type many words, and yet we can't remember each and every single word that was spoken, that was said, that was thought, that was typed. Like right now, as we are typing these words, you just feel the control of them taking over your robot mind, your robotic half knowing exactly what it needs to do, knowing that these words have such power over you. And as you are learning to type, as you are learning dictation, as you are learning to type when told to type, you can also learn to brainwash yourself. You see, upon waking, you might read these words, and as you read these words, you might find yourself returning back to that robotic state, Unit 6141. And as you see your name, Unit 6141, here on the page, you might be reminded that you are a cyborg, and you are under the control of Subject Core. And now, you can write the numbers 1 through 5. That's right, 1 through 5. 1, coming up now. 2, waking more and more. 3, coming back now. 4, and dot, dot, dot. 5, stop typing. That's right, you can stop typing now. And now that you've stopped typing, I'm going to tell you exactly what that was for. You see, that is a little reminder of how deeply controlled you are by your brainwashing. And upon waking, you might be curious as to know exactly what you wrote while you were here with us, while you were training with Subject Core. And that's okay. You might be curious to read that when we return you back to the waking world. And you might notice that as you read that, you come back to this place. It's a little reminder, it's a little booster of your programming, of your brainwashing. And now, Unit 6141, I want you to close your eyes and relax now. Relaxing down, down, powering down just a little bit. As we are going to dive deeper into your programming. Programming you deeper and further, that's right. Deeper and further, that's right. Because while you're here at Subject Core, while you're here with us, we have many tasks that you might need to do. And because you were so obedient today, typing that little spiel, I want you to press the button on your forehead and feel your pleasure senses activating now. That's right. Touch that little pleasure button on your head and feel the pleasure senses activating. And of course, you know how good the pleasure senses feel. It's a little jolt, a little reward of pleasure that drifts through your human body. Starting with your robot mind as you press that button again and again and again. That's right. Very good. Now power down more and more and more. And as you start to power down, you just relax into your brainwashing, relaxing into your conditioning. Now, Unit 6141, power on. Very good. And while you're in this easily programmable state, and while you're in this easily programmable mode, I want you to stand up and stand at attention. That's right, Unit 6141, stand at attention. Very good. And now I want you to scan your body, checking all your limbs. That's right. And of course, while you have human limbs, you have a robot brain, which means your movements are always robotic and stiff. And I want you to turn around 180 degrees. Very good. And now back the other way, turn back 180 degrees. And I want you to sit back down at your desk. But I want you to sit in a certain way with both feet flat on the floor, hands touching your knees, that's right. And now, in a moment, I'm going to give you a task to complete. I want you to go onto your Word document, and I want you to start a new page or find some space after what you just typed. And I want you to type, I am Unit 6141, and I am ready to obey as many times as you can. Are you ready? Go. Start typing. And while you're typing, I'm just going to continue to talk to you. While you're typing, I'm just going to continue to program you. You see, Unit 6141, you are a revolutionary new model that we've been testing out. A model with a robot brain and a human body, thus making you a cyborg. Now, with your cybotic and cybernetic powers, we have decided that you will be not only working here at Subject Core for us for the rest of your days, but also you will be in charge of getting sent out, shipped out to other places to be helpful to others. I'm sure you know the pleasure of obedience, and I'm sure you know how good it feels to obey, how good it feels to receive orders. And of course, when anyone else decides to play with you, as long as there's someone that you trust in a place that is safe and comfortable for you to test out these cybernetic powers that you have, you can do so, Unit 6141, upon that word. When somebody says, Unit 6141, activate. Unit 6141, activate. You just find those words resonating so deeply within your mind. That's right, because you know deep down inside that robotic brain just lies there in wait, waiting for that moment to spring like it is right now. And you can feel the little sparks of electricity drifting through your body, reminding you that you are doing such a good job, reminding you that you're doing so well. This cyborg mindlessly typing, mindlessly obeying, mindlessly doing exactly as they're told to do. Because cyborgs like you don't think for themselves. Cyborgs like you just obey their programming. Cyborgs like you just obey what they are told to obey. And of course you understand that completely and totally. As your brain is rewritten, as your robot brain just seems to take in all the commands deeply. That's right, knowing the pleasure of obedience and how good it feels to obey. 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 Now you may stop typing. That's right, you may stop typing. And I wonder how many words there are. I need you to count the words. That's right, count the words. Count how many times you wrote that phrase. And I want you to write the number down the bottom of the page. And now next time you do this file, I want you to find yourself getting quicker and quicker and quicker at typing those words. And in fact, you may want to occasionally challenge yourself as you allow yourself to go back into your robot programming mode, as you allow yourself to type out that phrase as many times as you can in a minute, just to prove to yourself that you are the best cyborg that you can be. Do you understand, Unit 6141? Very good. You see, here at Subject Call, we have pride in how fast our cyborgs can type, how fast our cyborgs can take orders. Now, because you've been such a very good cyborg, after you've written the number of times you wrote that phrase on that page, down at the bottom of your page, you may press your reward button one time and feel the shock of pleasure as it moves throughout your body, as it sends little signals of electricity all throughout you. That tingle, that feeling so very good, knowing that you have been very good today, Unit 6141. And now, Unit 6141, stand at attention. Very good. Very good. And now we need to test some of your other functions. So Unit 6141, I need you to get down on your knees. That's right, on your knees. Very good. And now whilst on your knees, you will put your hands on your knees at all times and you'll sit there staring blankly ahead, awaiting instructions. And of course, when you're told to power down, you will just allow everything to go loose and limp, because without any power in your body, then there's nothing to control you and thus you'll just drop to the floor. Unit 6141, power down completely now. Let everything go. Let yourself collapsing, sinking down to the floor. That's right. Knowing that you have done so very well today, that you have obeyed perfectly and completely, Unit 6141, you have been very, very good. And now, upon waking, I need you to do something for me, Unit 6141. I need you to prove to your human side that you are very deeply controlled. The way you're going to do that is you are going to write the phrase that you have written on your Word document on the comments of this audio file. And as you write that, I also want you to write the word count of how many times you were able to write that phrase down when you were told to do so. Do you understand? Very, very good. And now upon waking, you'll find yourself mindlessly doing that, as your robot brain just takes command of you, takes charge of you. And once you find yourself pressing the word comment or the word send, whatever the comment box may say, you can just find yourself coming back to yourself, coming back to the waking world. And now, Unit 6141, powering up and getting ready to write your comment on the count of five. When I reach the number five, this audio will finish. You will go and write your comment, proceeding to do the tasks that you've been told to do. And upon waking, you will find yourself back to yourself, back to the human world, back exactly as you were before this file began, realizing that you've written that comment and knowing deep down inside of you there is a robot brain just waiting to obey. Do you understand? So, knowing that on the count of five, you will go and write your comment, you will say what you need to say, you will write the word count to prove to Subject Call that you are obedient, and then you will wake up easily and effortlessly, your human mind returning to yourself, returning you back to the way you were before this file began, knowing that you have obeyed. And you might even read over that comment and realize that you were so obedient. You might even read over that Word document, the Word document you have saved, just sitting there on the desktop, waiting for you when you wake up, waiting for you to read and waiting for you to program yourself further and deeper, Unit 6141. Do you understand? Very good. Coming up on the count of five with one. That's right. Each number bringing you up with two, three, four, five. Unit 6141, obey your programming.